unfolding at the moment?
Yeah, no, really good. We've got to integrate the new guys in there, so we're just trying to move around the jigsaw puzzle so everybody's piece fits in with each other, and it's, you know, that's the pre-season four to make sure we get our roles right and our positions right.
Dario's had a few hit outs. What have you seen from him that you've liked so far? What has he shown you?
Yeah, he's got a great basketball IQ, very good defender. He's going to fit right in there what we're doing. Offensively, he's quick down the floor, which is really good for us, so hopefully we'll be able to still have that high-pressure defence with him and get out there and run the floor.
Will you look to play the three of them in the upcoming sort of pre-season hit-outs?
Yeah, for next week is three games against Adelaide. It's a really good chance to get them some quality time together. Obviously, Bryce and Dario have played together, but Tirico hasn't, so let's just get the other guys really in the mix and comfortable with each other.
They've all been cleared with visas and all that sort of stuff that we had issues a few years back.
Yeah, that's right, we did, and I haven't checked, but I will be checking after practice. But yeah, as far as I know, we've got everybody available except for Nick.
So that's important then, three games to really give yourself a good crack at understanding each other, the chemistry that you're going to want to find.
Yeah, it's getting, you know, we get Wani a bit of minutes there playing point guard as well, and Bryce playing some point guard. So we experiment a little bit in the pre-season there, but yeah, really looking forward to getting Majuk and Dario up to speed of how we play and how we our style of game.
It's been a while since you've actually been able to put your squad out there properly for pre-season games. You had injuries last year, you had the visa problems the year before. It must be nice to be in this position now.
Don't be putting the moz on us. Hopefully we're at full strength. You know, our guys are going well, travelling well at the moment. We're in good shape, so hopefully that can maintain for the next couple of weeks.
Trev, there's a lot of bigs around the league. Is Dario big enough, do you think, to compete with a Bogut, Boone, Long, those sort of guys that seem to be a couple of inches bigger than him?
Yeah, he's probably given up a couple of inches on that, but he plays a lot bigger than his size represents out there. But, you know, we're going to change tack a little bit from what we're doing in the past. Before we had, you know, Big Angus and Tommy there, we had that big guy centre. The game's changing and evolving. We certainly don't want to play the same style that we did last year or you're going to get swamped. We think we're very versatile. We've got five guys on the floor that can shoot at once, and that's going to be a, you know, pretty lethal, and defensively we can be a little more active.
Is that the challenge for you as a coach, to come up with a way of remaining in the championship hunt by doing something a little different?
Yeah, look, if you stay still doing the same stuff, you're going to get in trouble. The game evolves, and I suppose spending that little bit of time over in the US in the summer league, you've got to see how the game is evolving, and we're going to embrace that and try to work it into our system.
I know your owner wants a bloke who can get above the ring and dunk. Is that also coming to consideration, that, you know, you want to be a little bit more exciting, you want to dunk a bit more and want to put on a bit more of a show maybe?
We want to play the right way. It's still the right style to play a high defence, and we get points out of that. I think, you know, last two games that we played in the grand final, we scored 96, 97 points. So we also got some opportunities for Reece Vague to get out there. Reece was not really much in the rotation last year. Now he's a good 6'9", 6'10", that can stretch the three-point area. And we want to take advantage and give him that opportunity.
And you mentioned Wani, point guard. Does he play point guard, or are you trying to create him as a point guard?
No, he's played a little bit of point guard in the SBL. And look, he's got great length and great speed down the court. If he can get the ball off the rim and push it, it's exciting times. He makes other people look slow. So, yeah, we just want to make sure he's in the right area and getting those opportunities.
Could he legitimately at 17, maybe turning 18,
be an impact
player, play more than just like 2 minutes, you know, and fill in whenever you sort of need it, or you're up by 20 points and you play those young kids usually?
Yeah, look, he's got to be our energy guy. So just turned 18. You know, we've got some guys on the other side, high 20s and early 30s. He's got to be that energy guy off the bench. You know, we've been very fortunate to have that with Greg Heyer for a number of years, just to come in and play hard, and that's going to be a really good challenge to see if he can fit that mould.
Nick Kay, what did you make of his performances for the Boomers in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it was great. He had a great game against the USA team there last week, so he's really fitting well into the position out there, and I hope he has a great World Cup. He works hard, he's a great teammate, and you know, it was good to see that they were trusting him down the stretch when we really needed some big plays.
That drought-breaking win over the US, what does that do for basketball in Australia and obviously ahead of this World Cup?
Yeah, it's probably been bubbling for a couple of years. I was fortunate to be a part of Rio. We were up at half-time and three-quarter time against them. And, you know, I know it's only a practice match, but it gives the guys a lot of confidence going into the World Cup. So hopefully they can take that momentum and have a great series starting this week.
Does Damo play during these pre-season games, or do you ease him into it later?
Yeah, good one. Damo's actually firing right now. He's some of the good stuff that Damo does on the court, so... Yeah, we'll monitor that, how he goes. We'd like to play him in all three games, probably minute reduced. And also, I want to give other guys an opportunity to play out there. But, yeah, he'll certainly suit up.